Our gospel lesson today is Luke 1:39-55. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And then Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So I wonder, have you ever heard a woman in your life tell a birth story? Maybe you have a mom who likes to share that around the family dinner table to embarrass you. Women have these stories about their children, and they often get passed on to future generations, especially if the baby's very large or born in the car on the way to the hospital. So can you imagine Mary's birth story? I wonder if she told it to Jesus over and over again. I wonder if he ever rolled his eyes and said, "Yes, Mama." Can you imagine what she might say? "Well, son, it was not a typical pregnancy with you being conceived by the Holy Spirit. You can't imagine how scared I was when an angel told me everything that would happen. It caused a lot of pain and frustration for your father, some shame for both of us, considering how it all transpired before the wedding. But that time was also full of so much wonder and hope. Aunt Elizabeth was pregnant with your cousin John at the time, and I went to stay with her. I was so overwhelmed with joy when I got there that I literally preached, almost like a prophet, son. And when the time came for you to be born, well, that's a whole other story. We were traveling to Bethlehem for the census, which is no small feat for a very pregnant woman. And then to add to our stress, there was literally no room to stay in any respectable house. So you were born in a manger. It was noisy and smelly and, well, beautiful." "I know, Mama, I know. But listen again, son, because the story is even bigger, remember? It was so beautiful that shepherds came to see you after hearing of your birth from angels. And they weren't the only special visitors. Later, wise men came from the east, bearing gifts like we'd never seen before. I don't want you to ever forget this story, Jesus. Never forget where you came from and whose child you are. Your life is so much bigger than all of us." Can you picture Mary sharing a story like that again and again with her son, Jesus? Most moms have a birth story that includes plenty of pain and lots of joy, especially when they see their precious child. Women can endure hours and hours of pain and labor and surgery and complications and still believe it's all worth it because of this little new life brought into the world. So Mary's story, like our stories, is a story of pain and joy. In fact, in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, they refer to Mary as bright sadness, because joy and sorrow come together in her life. And finding joy in the middle of the pain, that seems like a great idea for all of us, especially this Christmas. We've seen so much pain, personally and in our country, in our world, and the pandemic is not over, and injustice still surrounds us. It seems fitting for us to remember the story of Jesus' birth and the way that joy came in the midst of pain. Jesus' birth was not a beautiful Christmas card scene. It was real and down to earth, and in very many ways, so painful. The day Jesus was born, they possibly felt like it was one of those days when everything that can possibly go wrong went wrong. Yet it was in that environment that joy itself was born. Jesus was the joy. Our scripture today is known as the Magnificat, or Mary's Song. It describes in detail God's great power and mercy. And let's be honest, Mary is preaching here, isn't she? This is definitely a sermon. And not just any sermon. She's preaching about the Messiah, the Savior, the one all God's people have been waiting for. She's preaching like prophets and priests before her, long before her, and using stories passed down of God's goodness and salvation. This is the good news that people have been waiting for. It's the story of joy right in the middle of pain. I wonder, how does Jesus' story shape our lives today? And what would you say if you were to preach this Christmas? What stories will you share of God in your life? We all have stories that shape our lives. So where is the good news and joy in our stories? Mary told a story like other women who had been blessed with children in supernatural ways. Women like Sarah giving birth in her old age, or Hannah who was barren until she prayed for a child. In fact, Mary's song is strikingly similar to Hannah's song in 1 Samuel 2, a song she probably heard from her parents, where Hannah says, "The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low. He also exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap." The words of Mary's Magnificat are so familiar because they're echoed throughout the Bible. In Jesus' first sermon in Luke 4, he goes to the temple and reads from the scroll of Isaiah, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I'm sure Mary and Joseph shared the prophecies about the Savior with Jesus as he was growing up. And Mary, too, she knew all these scriptures. She knew about God's goodness in a world of pain and suffering. So she preached about that goodness. Any of these sermons have similar themes because they're declaring the goodness of the same God. The blind regaining sight, the poor receiving more, the powerful brought low, and the lowly exalted. And all of these sermons can be summed up in just two words: good news. Good news. And not just any good news. Good news of great joy for all people, just as the angels announced at Jesus' birth. Jesus was the ultimate good news of salvation and new life. Good news in a world full of bad news. There was plenty of bad news back then, too. Sure, no social media or television, but people suffered. They experienced pain. They were severely oppressed. It was a broken and weary world just like ours today. And people needed, desperately needed, to hear about hope and joy. And Jesus was the joy. I think it's so easy to think that this Christmas we might miss that true joy. We may be separated from loved ones. We've seen grief and sorrow all year long. How can we experience that joy in the middle of this weak and weary world? I wonder if we find it by paying attention to what God is doing around us and believing that God is at work in our lives. What if we hang on to the words of Mary in the Christmas story, believing that the good news of great joy still comes to us today? And sometimes that joy, it comes in unexpected times and places, doesn't it? Ever had joy just show up in the middle of pain? Where is the joy in your life story? I remember when one of our family members was suffering in the ICU, barely responsive, the hospital allowed our family to be there with him. And we put out a phone and played his favorite music, and he loved to dance, and so we danced. We danced around his bed. I'll never forget that. I think he loved us being there, dancing near him. It was joy in the weariness of pain and illness. Joy comes right alongside the pain and suffering of the world, doesn't it? It can come in the middle of grief. It can show up when things seem to be at their worst. Kathy Escobar, who wrote a book called A Weary World, says that we need to embrace paradox, especially at Christmas. Our temptation is to live in this black and white world instead of seeing the gray. We tend to believe that things are either good or bad, when in reality, good and bad occur together. We can experience both at the same time. Why is that important? It's important because our God gives us lives full of paradox. The Christmas story, the entire Bible is full of it. Pain and wonder, struggle and hope, all together. So when we realize that paradox, or holding two opposites together, is actually a good thing, that can bring us hope and life. We start to realize that when we find ourselves hating something, we can look for the love. When we fall into despair, we can look for the hope. It may seem easier to live in an all-or-nothing world, good or bad. And Christians try this all the time and throw around guilt at people who just put a happy face, who won't put a happy face on everything. And of course, we just want the bad to be over, to be done with it, so we often ignore it or gloss over it or try to make it good. But the truth is, life is both good and bad, beautiful and ugly, peaceful and chaotic, all rolled into one. Light and dark exist side by side, and sometimes we need the dark to bring out the brightest lights, like sparkling stars in a night sky. Mary's baby boy did that. He brought her joy beyond measure, but she was soon reminded by Simeon that the child would be opposed and a sword would pierce her own soul too. After all, Jesus was not her own, and he would pay the ultimate price for his ministry. But that's the secret. Joy comes in the middle of all that. The good, the bad, the light, and the dark. And it is good news of great joy for all people in a weary world, including us. Friends, a Savior has been born for us this Christmas, and he is Christ our Lord. He comes with joy into our pain. And for this greatest gift, all God's people can say together, Amen.